Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 25 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Strength in the Struggle. February is Black History Month, and it brings to mind a statement from Frederick Douglass. He said, "Without a struggle, there can be no progress." This is so true. Maybe you've heard the story of the butterfly. The story is told where a little boy is observing a butterfly struggling as he is trying to break forth from his chrysalis. The boy was concerned that the butterfly was struggling so hard that he decided to help. He ran to get scissors and snipped open the chrysalis so the butterfly could quickly emerge. However, the boy was surprised to see the butterfly's swollen body and small shriveled wings. He continued to watch the butterfly, expecting that the wings would enlarge and expand so the butterfly could take flight. Yet, it never happened. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with shriveled wings. It would never be able to fly. Although the boy was trying to be kind, he did not understand that the restricting chrysalis and the struggle required for the butterfly to get through the tiny opening was necessary, for it forced the fluid from the body of the butterfly into its wings. Now this way, the wings would be ready for flight once it achieved its freedom from the chrysalis. The struggle really benefited the butterfly. It was necessary for enabling the butterfly to soar to higher heights. We learn this lesson from the Word of God as well. Struggles are a necessary part of our life to help us soar to higher heights in our faith journey. If we were to go through life without any struggles, it would cripple us in the same way as the butterfly, or as a flower just receiving constant sunshine without any rain. It is in the struggles of life that we learn several things, just as it's noted in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 12. And this is what those passages say. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with His comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. Now, verse 8. We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. And this is Paul speaking, just in case you didn't know. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God who raises the dead. And he did rescue us from mortal danger, and he will rescue us again. We have placed our confidence in him, and he will continue to rescue us. And you are helping us by praying for us. Then many people will give thanks because God has graciously answered so many prayers for our safety. Verse 12, we can say with confidence and a clear conscience that we have lived with a God-given holiness and sincerity in all our dealings. We have depended on God's grace, not on our own human wisdom. That is how we have conducted ourselves before the world and especially toward you. And that was the New Living Translation, just in case you wanted to know. So here, in reference to this scripture, what can we learn from our struggles? Well, number one, we can learn that the comfort we receive from God in the midst of our struggles can help us to reach out to others and comfort them. Since we can identify with what they're going through, we can share wisdom and hope to help them persevere in their situation. When you can say, I have been there, done that, I know what you're going through, people seem to be more open to you and more willing to listen, knowing that you can identify with them. They realize that they do not have to get into this long explanation because you understand what it feels like to be in their position. They are comforted by the fact, too, that they're not alone in having this struggle. For some, it comforts them to know that God is not signaling them out because he's displeased with them or angry with them. You know, there are times, too, when people have a false doctrine of believing that if they walk upright and do what is pleasing to God, they will never struggle or suffer in any way. And this is not what is taught in the scriptures. However, we can have the assurance that God is not caught by surprise or overwhelmed by any situation that we go through. In fact, he knows the minute details, and he sees more than we will ever see, and he's able to take the mess and make a message in our life. And we have to remember, every child of God is going to go through hard times and have a message. Then number two, we need to learn to stop relying on ourselves and learn to rely only on God. If we're going to benefit from our struggles, we need to renounce our pride, self-sufficiency, human reasoning, and our own efforts, and exchange it for the grace, strength, and wisdom that comes from a loving Savior. We need to learn how to have that confidence that is necessary in the Almighty God for all of our needs. Now, it appears that there's times when we have to hit rock bottom to look up. The pride of our human nature at times is to think that we're okay. We can handle what life throws at us. Yet, let the bottom fall out, and we realize that life does throw bombshells that can quickly shatter our plans, our families, our careers, our ministries, our hopes, whatever. And it is going to take the power and the intervention of God to put any of the pieces back together again. In reality, the more independent of God we become, the more foolish decisions we make. The more dependent upon God, the wiser we are in our decision making. The Word of God even says, "The fool said in his heart, there is no God." Now, look at the birth of a baby or a flower that blooms, and you tell me that there is no God. Do you see how foolish we can become apart from knowing and relying upon our Lord? So Our struggles are beneficial in that they help us to learn to stop relying on ourselves and to learn how to rely completely upon God. And then number three, we are able to sincerely pray and give thanks, knowing that our faithful God is with us in the midst of our troubles. Now, sometimes God in His love will speak peace to the storm and cause it to cease, but there are times He will be with us in the midst of the storm to provide whatever we need, like He did with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. And you can read Daniel chapter 3, verse 21 to 26 if you don't know what I'm making reference to. God knows whether He needs to remove the storm altogether or whether He needs to strengthen us by allowing us to struggle through the storm with His being right there with us so we don't drown. We may never develop spiritual muscles unless they're exercised over and over again. It is through their constant use that they develop and become strong, just like the physical muscles within our body. Another thing, have you ever tried to help someone out of their struggle only to have made things worse? It's almost like repeating the same mistake the little boy did with the butterfly. Especially if it's your child and you want to help get things right or to get rid of the situation and to make things better for them, but you can wind up making things worse by intervening in some way. Well, you see, God does not make that same mistake. He knows just what needs we have in every situation. And even though it may hurt or be undesirable for the moment, we need to get our focus off the struggle and somehow get it back on our Lord and His promises. We need to decide to trust Him no matter what. And we need to thank Him and praise Him for His love and His deliverance. And even though you don't see it yet, believe and anticipate His moving on your behalf. I don't know, put some music on if you have to, but worship Him in spite of the struggle. Now realize again that struggles are a part of life and they're beneficial. They help us to comfort others, number one. Number two, they help us to stop relying on ourselves and to learn to rely upon a God who's all sufficient in everything. And then number three, they help us to sincerely pray and give thanks because we're able to actually see the power of a moving God on our behalf. Now, may I ask you a question, reflecting back on the butterfly story that I shared in the beginning? How are your wings? Please plan to listen to our next podcast and visit our website soon. But in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.